boss from the place you're coming to learn. That Ma'al Hala, just like over there, these five, the Shia self, these five, they have, the Shia self, have to say before Nechta, these five have to say before Nechta, the wife herself, like we'll soon see later with the case where she brings her own get, she could be a shliach, that she'll also have to say before Nechtov. So you see clearly, you learn out one from the other, that the wife, when she brings her own get, she has to say before Nechtov, just like these five ladies are nema to say, to bring the get, to the mother-in-law could bring the get to a daughter-in-law, and she has to say before Nechtov. So it's a raya to Abaya, that's just the opposite. In Chutz Laaretz, when they do have to say before Nechtov, and then the husband can't complain later, so nothing could go wrong. Then Taka, we believe the mother-in-law. But in Eretz Yisrael, where the husband could come later and complain, then we do not believe the mother-in-law. Omer Rav Ashi, Masisim Dam Negar Proof in our Mishnah also. Diktoni says, Ha'isha Atzma Mevi'a Gita, the wife herself could bring her own get, but she herself has to say before Nechtov. So it's mashma clearly, our Mishnah is talking about a Chutz Laaretz, where you have to say before Nechtov. So Shema Mina, it's a proof, the whole Mishnah is talking about a Chutz Laaretz, that these five are Neman. For the Gemara is solved, Rabbi Yosef, Reisha the Sefer of a Chutz Laaretz, and see also Boretz, it's a steer, it's a modern Maisa. Rabbi Yosef is not like that, so the beginning and the end is talking about a Chutz Laaretz. Only the middle of that is swirled in, yes, it could be that way. I'll tell you, Reisha the Sefer of a Chutz Laaretz, Mitziyasa Boretz. Mimai, what's the proof? Midiktoni, since it says, Ma ben get lemis, it says clearly the middle case. Why are these five ladies never to bring a get? Because it says, Shaksav Machiach. It says the writing is Machiach. For Loikatoni does not say, Shaksav Upe Machiach. Does not say you have to have the Ksav, the get, and the mouth saying before Nechtov. It's Mashmu, all you have to have is just the Ksav. So Mashmi learns our Mishnah, the middle case is talking about in Eretz Yisrael, where you do not have to say before Nechtam. Therefore we believe these five Noshim, with the way he learns that the Mishnah says a Svara, since the get says everything, we don't have to believe him else, therefore we say it's Kosher. Then the Gemara says weiter, that the Mishnah ends off and says, Isha Atzma Mevi'a Gita, there is such a case that the wife herself could bring her own get, and she becomes a Shliach, and therefore we have the takana that she also has to say before Nechtov. So Gemara says, Isha, the case of an Isha herself, the Chur Michi Mote Gita Liyodo Igarshalo. As soon as the husband puts the get into her hand, right away the get is chal. So if so, she doesn't become a shliach. So why do we have to say before Nechtov? In other words, even a Chutz Laaretz, if a husband gives over the get directly to his wife, there's no shliach involved, then there's no takana before Nechtov. The whole takona that we have to have a before Nechtov, that's only when there's a shliach involved. So over here, how could the wife be a shliach as soon as the husband gives her the get? She's megareshes. So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna, B'ayinu, we're talking about over here, that the husband makes a condition and says, Lo tizgarshi boi ella befnei bezdin pleni. I only want this gershin to be chal when you give it over to so and so, such a bezdin. So the Gemara says, but safe, like so what at the end is that kimati hasan igarshavo, that when she gives the get now over to that bezdin, she becomes megaresh as the habimini was from before. In other words, really the husband gave the get over to his wife, so there was a maisa v'nosan. Now there's tamak condition involved that the husband does not want to get to bichal unless she goes and brings it to such a bezdin. So when she brings it to that bezdin, like Rashi says, aidei kabbalu rishona, she becomes Megareshes because of the first Kabbalah she already had. The Tanai B'Almahu, it's only a Tanai B'Almahu. She should not be Megareshes until she comes to that Makam. So again, she does not have Halach of a Shliach. Why does she have to say before Nechtov? So Gemara says, Elu Omer Rav Huna Bar Manoach, Mishmei de Rav Acha Brei de Rav Ika, that the case is the Omalah, when the husband tells his wife, Kimotis Hosam, when you reach there, when you reach this Bezdin, as Nochi, is Nechei, put Aarya, put it down on the ground. In other words, he's making his wife now like a Shliach to bring this get to that Bezdin, and there you have to put it down. Vishakle, and then take it. So it comes out to he's a Shliach to put the get over there, like Rashi says, Tiev Shliach Loilochad Hosam, Ladafka to Bezdin now. Sam Dosman said, I want you to take this get and put it down in such and such place. And after you put it down, then you go and take it. So that she takes it to that place, she's called like a shliach. Therefore, she has to say before Nechtov. So Gemara says, no, in such a case, to get this puzzle, the Yochi is so heavy, lately, Gitchom Yagabe Kaka. This is a case when the husband puts down the get on the floor and comes and tells his wife to come and take it. But the locker is, it's puzzle. And the Yomarov Rabbi says that the husband says, Tali Gitchom Yagabe Kaka. Her husband tells his wife, you go and pick up this get that's on the floor. Is Lo Yomaklum, the husband didn't say anything. Because it's not called the Vinosan Biyoda, it's not called you gave it over. But once you put it down on the floor, so it's not called your Nesinir anymore. It's considered that she's taken it herself, and that's no good. By Gershon, the Pasuk says, Vinosan Biyoda, that the husband has to hand it over, either he himself, or else his Shliach. So Gemara says the case has to be like this. Ela Diyomalo, the husband told his wife, have a Shliach Lohelocha. I want you to be a Shliach to take this get at the Motus Osam. Until you get there to that bezdin, v'chimotis hot or that place, and when you get there, have a shliach lekabala, then you automatically turn over to become a shliach lekabala. V'kibli as gitcho, you'll accept your own get. So it comes out that on the way there, you are a shliach for the husband. So since you are a shliach bringing the get, we have the takona that she has to say before nanechtov. So Gemara asks, still that's not a good shliach. There's another problem involved. The Gemara asks, that this shliach cannot return back to the husband. Where Rashi explains, a shliach means like Reuven makes a shliach to send something to Shimon, so the shliach goes and gives it over to Shimon, and then he can come back to Reuven and tell Reuven, I did what you told me. That's called the shliach. But over here, the isha, she is a shliach to take it to the husband, but then who is she giving it over to? To herself. Or here the Gemara says at the end, she becomes no more shliach lohelocha, but she accepts the get herself. It's like she can't go back to the husband to say she did her shlichus, because at the end she becomes to the Baal Dover itself. Says so, that's not a good shlichus over here. The way Rashi says, shliach le mikri ela hameshtaleach mizel ezef, you're a person sent from one person to another person. Shiro lachzer etzel sholcha, you can go back to the one that sent you. Bolei masis shlichus echa, I did what you told me to, your friend. But over here, she can't return. She sent to herself. And then she herself becomes the Balamaisa. And the Shlichas becomes Bota before she could return back to the husband to say she did what she wanted to. So this also cannot be the case. Sigmar answers, the Omalo, with the husband told her, have a Shlich Loy Locha Adam Matasosim. First of all, you take this get and you be a Shlich to bring it to that place. And when you go there, Shavi a shliach lekabola, I want you to give it over to somebody else, and that somebody else should be a shliach to be mekabel to get for you. So it comes out that the wife is the middle person between the husband and that second shliach. So this is called a good shlichus. So therefore, she has to say before nanechtav. So Gemara says no. There's a machlokes about this. Honich leman diyom eishoisa shliach lekabel gito miyat shliach baila. That's good if you hold that a wife could make a shliach lekabola. A shliach lekabola means that the wife makes a shliach to accept the get for her. A shliach lohelocha means where the husband makes a shliach to send the get. So it's a machlokes. One man the Yom says true. A wife could make a shliach to mekabel the get from the shliach of the husband. But elu l'man the Yom, according to the man the Yom that says no. Einu isha isa shliach lekabel gito miyad shliach bailom, that if her husband made a shliach lohelocha, he sent the get to her. Now she is not allowed to make a shliach to accept the get from that shliach. So ma'ik l'meimel, what could he say over here? Over here, how could the isha appoint the shliach to accept the get from her if she is the shliach of the husband? So Mara says no. What's the reason why normally a wife, this man the Yom says, cannot appoint a shliach lekabola from the husband's shliach mishum diika bizoyin the baal, because it's not nice to the husband. In other words, afraid maybe the husband does not want this get anymore to be good. If the husband himself sent the shliach to give the get to the wife, the husband wants that shliach should give it to the wife herself, and not that the wife should appoint another shliach to accept it. So that's why the man the Yom says it's no good. It's like a bizoyin the baal. But vihocha baal like kopit, but over here you can't say that svaru, because here the husband himself was the one that sent her. So Gemara, and told her to make another shliach to accept it. So Gemara says, it depends again. Honich l'man diyam mishum bizoyin de baal. Yo, that's the chsar, and so it's good. Elo l'man diyam mishum chatzei rabo liyachem mikan. But as the man diyam says, no, there's something else that's wrong over here. So Something else that's wrong about this, that a wife cannot make a shliach lekabolo from the husband's shliach, because it looks like a chatzer rabol yachamikan. Again, like the husband would put the get into somebody's chatzer, and then later the husband will buy that chatzer and give it over to his wife. That's no good, because the husband, when he first put it into the chatzer, it didn't belong to him, or it didn't belong to his wife. It's not called a benasa and biyoda. So there's a gzeir over here also. If she makes a shliach to accept it from the husband's shliach, it's a gzeir, it looks like that. So then what do you say? Then even in this case, it should also be possible. So Gemara says, then Echanami, Michael Meima, the Yom Alon, the husband tells her, have a shliach lohelocha ademotesosim. True, I want to, again, the husband's telling his wife, you go and take this get and be a shliach until you reach to that place. V'chimotesosim, when you reach there, shav your shliach lohelocha. I want you to make a shliach lohelocha, that now you make a shliach to give the get, v'kabli as gitchuminei, and you should accept the get from him. So therefore, the wife is not making a shliach lekabola, but the wife is making a shliach lehalacha b'rishus habaal. Here, there's no problem. So this is the case that the wife is a shliach with her own get. Therefore, she has the takana that she has to save upon her nichtav. The boyisem, another tales could be like this: the yomalo, the husband told her, "Have a shliach lehalacha ademotesosim. I want you to be a shliach to take this get until you reach over there. But v'chimotesosim, when you get over there, ema kaimei bedina." Go in front of the bezin over there and tell them before I nechtem. Like, I want you to be a shliach to give this get to them, and you're going to have to tell them before I nechtem. Then I'm telling you, meshav yebenin a shliach. I want you to make the bezin a shliach to give the get to you. For loisven aloch, and they will go and give you the get. So this again is another case where the husband appointed his wife to be a shliach lehalocha to give the get, and she winds up that she gives it to the bezin, and the bezin gives it to her. But when she gives it over to the Bezdin, she has to say, before Nechtam. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that there are cases sometimes that the wife herself has to say, before Nechtam. Hazrin Alecha may be get. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Chov Dalet Omer Aleph, the new Perek. Perek Shlishi. The Mishnah says, Kol get shenichtav sheloi lishomisha. Any get that was not written like lishmo, it was not written for the shame of the isha, of the wife, is possible. The get is possible, you can't use it. Kate said, what's the case? Ho yoive bashuk. If the husband was walking through the street. V'sho makil seferim mekaren ish pleini megarish es pleinis. He heard the way a sofer was reading out the way a man with the name Yaakov wants to be Megarish's wife with the name of Rachel. Mimokum pleini, living in this city. Now V'yoma, this husband now says like this, Zeh Shemi, he has my name there, my name is Yaakov. V'zeh Shem Ishti, my wife's name is Rachel. So I want to use that get. Still the locher is posel Megarish boy. The husband is not allowed to use such a get. Since the get, he did not tell the sofer to write the get for him or for his wife. It wasn't called written l'shmo. The get is possible. Then the Mishnah says, "Yes, the rakein a bigger chiddush than this is kosev legaras es ishtoi. If a husband had the get written for his own wife, does he told the sofer to write a get for him? Venimlach, and then the husband changed his mind not to use it, not to give his wife, not to be megarish's wife." And now, Motza ben Iroi, another person in the same city, found him, V'yomaloi, and said to him, listen, Shemi kishmecha, my name is like your name, V'shemishti kishemishticha, and your wife is like my wife, the same name. So if so, let me use your get. Still the locher is posel garish boy. The second man is not allowed to use this get to be used for his wife. Since it was not written for him, it's also sorn in lishmo. We'll explain in the Gemara why each case is a bigger chiddush than the case before. Then the Mishnah says, "Yes, the Mikay."